Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It does not make it any easier. By the way, the BT and Sal show on the Fan, presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Doesn't make it any easier. I know that there's going to be some satisfaction and gratification from the fan base for something that has just been frustrating, watching this team continue to lose for the last three seasons and not have anybody pay the price for it. But it doesn't make it any easier, BT, when you know that, I'm pretty sure if we go back in the archives for this show, last year after the season, I remember saying, I already know what's going to happen. It's predictable. They're going to pick their franchise quarterback, and this regime isn't going to be around to see it through. Now, I didn't know that they were going to go to that quarterback immediately or who was going to be or how successful he would be. But here we are. However we got here, whatever the decisions are, and right now it's Dable out, Kafka, the interim head coach. And I think that that's going to be it, according to some reports, maybe not Bowen, that we're in a spot yet again that the New York Football Giants have a timeline that is off. The GM still is in place for now with Shane. Head coach out. The same head coach that selected and developed the rookie quarterback a year ago.
Okay, I don't think it's as bad as you think. And I remember having those conversations, yeah. And we did want to avoid this. But while we're here, I don't think it's as suffocating as maybe you and some others think. Now, the head coach is gone. All right, we know that. The DC, for some crazy reason, is still here, but he will eventually be gone.
Right.
I believe that the general manager at season's end will be gone. Now, if he's not, now that's a curveball.
I mean,
that goes back to what you're saying. It's just not the right setup. But the Giants' job over the years, like when they went to, whether it's a McAdoo or Shermer, it really hasn't been incredibly appealing, because you think about the end of the Eli era with nobody that was really, truly ready to take the baton and elevate the team. So they were living in the shadows of Eli, and when do you pull him into the mess with Geno? Like, that was just a very sloppy way to do it. And then the fallout from that was not very easy. I think the Giants, of all the potential jobs that will be open this offseason, it's going to be a very appealing job, because I think that the word on the street for Jackson Dart, I think anybody that watches football, that does football for a living, wants in with Jackson Dart.
Right.
I really do. So I think that there's incredible appeal there. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to be a quick fix, but you have neighbors, you have Scataboo, you've got some defensive players that with a better mind or a better scheme, you would think would be able to do a better job. So unlike the previous openings and previous Giant iterations, this one to me is actually very appealing. So if they do their homework and they do this right in terms of the job search, I think the Giants are going to wind up in really good shape.
It doesn't mean that they can't have success, and it is what it is at this point, but it was also predictable and also wouldn't be my first choice. Wouldn't you rather have the setup that the Jets have? Now, it doesn't guarantee success, and I'm not talking about Aaron Glenn specifically, but I'm saying their setup. Hire a GM, head coach, whoever that may be, let them clean out in year one, evaluate, see what they have,
yep,
and then be in a position to select their own franchise quarterback. It's a nice, clean, concise timeline, and then you could definitively say, okay, well, he's the problem, they're all the problem, as opposed to what the Giants just went through with Daniel Jones. So your only The only reason why maybe you think that this is better is because you believe Jackson Dart is better than Daniel Jones. But I could also argue that Daniel Jones showed some promise, too, when he was first drafted.
But also because I do believe that they're going to fire Shane. So, like, that's baked into my thought process.
So you're going to have a new GM, a new head coach. The only holdover is going to be the quarterback.
Correct.
And why wouldn't you want to come into a spot with a ready...
On his rookie deal. Yeah. It's like you're inheriting Daniel Jones three, four, 5 years in.
So
what
even
do you
worst case.
Absolutely. Now, listen, I'll say this, too. When you look at, ideally, sure, that's the template that you want. You want to have cap space, you want to have draft capital, and as you start to rebuild, you would love to have the first-year head coach who was picked by the first-year general manager, so there's synergy there. Right. There's no doubt. Now, there's a chance if Shane stays and with the quarterback, they won't have that, but I would still rather have that than what the Jets have, even though I like the concept and I'm rooting for Glenn and I believe him a little bit, whatever. You know, Glenn and I think Muji's distinguished himself very well, but they still don't have the quarterback. So, like, what's more important, having the coach and the GM in alignment philosophically on the same timeline or having the quarterback?
Right, right, but BT, we also don't know if this quarterback is A, it, B, something that somebody else says, you can value it, I could value it, somebody else could value it. Maybe the people that they bring in. See, I also don't want them to get in a spot where they're hiring people just to go around him like they did with Daniel Jones. I believe a big reason why it was Shane and Dable was because of what they did with Josh Allen, specifically Dable, what he did with Josh Allen, to try to do that to Daniel Jones. So now if you're hiring a head coach because of his familiarity or want to with Jackson Dart, you're also now chasing a situation that you have as opposed to building it from the ground up the right way.
That's a good point. And I'm with you on that. Like, whomever the Giants bring in has got to be the CEO of the Giants, not just holding Jackson Dart's hand.
Yes.
I do agree with that.
Now you,
I do.
Now, I'll meet you in the middle and say, okay, I agree you'd rather take over a team with some talent, specifically a quarterback that's got the potential, as long as you're making the right hire regardless of who your quarterback is.
Yep.
Don't go chasing the quarterback whisperer, no such thing, or the quarterback guru, whatever, just to placate your quarterback, who, by the way, has proven in his short time, yes, he's got moxie and confidence and an attitude that can overtake this town, and we love that. He also has proven he can't stay healthy. That's a fact. He's been reckless at college.
Yeah.
To a point where it was something that's brought up with John Gruden before in the interview before we even got drafted. We're trying to get some sound to that. Also trying to keep you up to date on all that's going on here. If the Giants are going to speak, who's going to address the media? We'll get you up to date on all that stuff. But there's been a history of Jackson Dart being reckless throughout his football career. God forbid he can't figure this out, or he's a guy that's going to be concussed often. That's a problem too. So just because it appears that they have that problem solved, I wouldn't necessarily say that just yet.
Yes, but think about, I'm trying to think of another quarterback that's kind of in between, and Daniel Jones is too easy. Maybe Kyler Murray, say 2 years ago, maybe go back 2 years with Kyler, where he was appealing, obviously a good athlete, a little small for sure, but a good athlete and thought to have a good upside, but not everybody was sold on him based on his diminutive stature. Like, I think when the people who were in play for jobs with the Cardinals, I'll go 2 years ago, I think it was split. I think some people loved him. I think some people like, I want no part of this guy in terms of Kyler Murray. I don't think you'll get that at all. I would think that would be a universal, I would love this job. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be healthy forever.
Right.
The other things can still come into play here. But as a starting point to get people in the room that could elevate your franchise that aren't using you to leverage other jobs. Like, I believe, I really strongly believe this. I really, 100%, 1,000% believe this. The Giants will not be used this offseason, and like the Giants will be a coveted job. I really believe that.
Also, I'm not denying that. I'm just saying when it comes to the quarterback, everybody thinks that, okay, well, here he is. He had some success. That's it. Boom. Because it's a lot better than the alternative, which is, uh-oh, this guy may be a bust. This guy can't make any throws. This guy can't make any plays. So you're already ahead of the curve. Look at what happened with Jaden Daniels from year one to year two. Look at what happened with C.J. Stroud. I'm not knocking those guys.
Tua went backwards big time.
All those guys at certain points was like, we've got our guy. And all of a sudden, quickly, it was not the case. And I'm not knocking Jaden Daniels, but injuries might be a part of his game. Look at how far Washington has fallen off from where they were a year ago.
3-7.
Same thing with the Texans. It was looked at universally in the NFL. D'Amico Ryan, C.J. Stroud, boom, here we go. The greatest combo in the NFL. This is what you want. And now all of a sudden that model with the Texans, while they're starting to play better, I know they came back yesterday, had the big win, it's just not a guarantee. So these things are hard. That's why I want to just make sure that they're building it the right way and making the hires for the right reasons, not just around trying to maximize the young quarterback's potential.
It sounds idiotic to say this because the way they've lost, it's been, you know, rinse and repeat and just mind-bendingly nuts. But in a weird way, they feel healthier than they've been in a long time. And a lot of that, to me, I don't mean like pure physical health. I mean just like the components that you need to eventually become good fast with proper coaching, with health, with some infusion, with an infusion of talent. They've got their left tackle. I believe they got their quarterback, got a couple of running backs, got a stud, a wide receiver one, got a couple of pass rushers. Like, they seem miles away. In reality, I don't think they are.
They need a good head coach.
They got to get one
who knows
how to do
it. It's exactly right. Eric is calling from Andover, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Hey, man.
Hey, guys. I was just calling to talk about the head coaching situation with the Giants in 2026. I mean, I definitely agree with Sal that Belichick would give us the best option. Only thing with him is whether or not he's going to take it seriously coming here, which I feel like the Giants is one of the few organizations he would take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I say he owes us for the one Brian Flores and the Brian Daboll debacle that happened 4 years ago, as well as selling us on Joe Judge back in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I would look at it that he owes you, and thanks for the call, Eric. I would look at it as, do you believe that Bill Belichick is the best guy for the job? I still believe Bill Belichick wants to win. I can understand why people may not think he's as serious about it because of his girlfriend and how much attention she gets. That really doesn't have much to do with him. What's he supposed to do? Muzzle her? Mute her? Now, I personally would try to clean it up a little bit, knowing what it's doing to my legacy. Maybe he doesn't care about that. He doesn't pay attention to it. Snap face or face chat, whatever he calls it. I really don't think he cares. I think he's a football lifer. For better or worse, he just wants to try to go out there, coach, and win football games. And I think that the Giants could benefit from that. The secondary, again, I don't know if it's the best thing yet. We're going to go over the options. But the secondary stuff, I could see how that would be a bit of a turnoff.
Okay, so by the way, let's just get this buttoned up here. Hoff was telling me in my ear while you were talking that we don't know about the press conference yet. If we get the details, if we could do something before we get off the air too, we will. If not, Evan and Tiki will obviously get you that. And of course, obviously, Tiki doing the radio for the Giants, you're going to want to stick around for that. All right, so to me, the thought of Belichick, now we can certainly converse whether or not we think that Bill Belichick is still in his coaching prime or if he still has it, or if he can adjust to the modern NFL, or if he can win without Tom Brady. To me, those are all fair topics, okay? Because there's enough evidence to the contrary where it's not an unrealistic or unfair conversation to be had. I think it is patently an abject, offensive statement for anyone to think that Bill Belichick, who reveres the Giants more than any team that exists, would come here and mail it in.
Yeah, come on.
Those are two separate things.
Right, come on.
If Belichick, now, I don't think I would do it. I don't love where he's at in his life and his age, whatever. But if they do, you're getting the full throttle Bill Belichick effort from minute one. That is non-negotiable.
And you would be able to snuff that out if you interviewed him. See, that's where we're at a disadvantage. We're not interviewing these guys that are going to be up.
Send them over to us. We'll flush it through.
Well, I would like that. Again, I'm just talking about in like a hypothetical alternate reality to really make a decision. Oh, Sal, who do you want the Giants to hire as the next head coach? Well, can I sit for 3 minutes with four different guys?
Yeah.
Then I'll tell you. I really feel like that gives you a different side of things that we don't have. We're not privy to. Nobody is outside of the people in the organization. Now, you could hear reports about how meetings went, but until I'm interviewing you myself, I truly don't know. There are things that I would look for that would be deal breakers. So you'll be able to snuff out somebody's interest level in the job.
Like the Falcons. He wanted too much juice, and they said, nah, it's not for us, but I'm going to hire you.
And look at how they're doing since.
Yeah.
The knucklehead losers that they are. Hurting the Jets, by the way, in the process yesterday. Coughing that one up to the Colts.
Of course.
But just in general, yeah, they went with Raheem Morris instead of Bill Belichick. And look where their organization is since. That pathetic loser decision for a loser organization. I'm not saying that Belichick's the only guy for the Giants. And even me, the biggest Belichick believer and fan that there is.
Now I'm right with you, too.
Even me, I have reservations or hesitation based off of the way that it ended in New England and what he's done in North Carolina.
I think you have to. That's objectively weighing all the evidence here, all the stuff. Listen, obviously McCarthy, Kingsbury going to throw out there. Let me give you one. I don't even know if they'd go this route. So let's say the Giants continue to lose because of their defense, whatever, and Jackson Dart looks pretty good whenever he comes back to play. Probably won't play this week, but whenever he does, under Kafka.
Right.
So the offense looks good.
Right.
I actually think a name that you're going to hear a lot is Jesse Minter. Now, Jesse Minter was the DC for Harbaugh at Michigan and is now the DC for the Chargers with Harbaugh as well. So if you can maybe strut... Now, again, do you really want to hire a first-time head coach DC? Okay, maybe you don't want to do that. I get that. I would understand the resistance, but... It, that's why I say if Kafka could establish himself a little bit positively, and you think that he could be the OC, and you bring in somebody to clean up the defense, that might work as well. Like, I would just finish the thought with this here, Sal. Like, if the Giants lose and they look okay on offense, I'm not looking to get rid of Kafka. Like, if he's an asset, but I don't necessarily think he's head coach material, I'm going to try to find a way to keep him in the building.
We disagree there.
Really?
Yeah, I want everybody out. Me, personally, I want everybody out, and I want new people coming in, GM, head coach, and they can hire their entire staff, regardless of what happens the rest of the way. Brian is in Levittown. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I love your show, by the way.
Thank you.
I was wondering, you guys think about John Gruden as a head coach, and is he available? I know he insulted Goodell at a point, and I think he was fired, but would they be able to bring him back? What do you guys think about that?
They could. It would take a little bit of a gutsy move by the Giants. You know, I love Gruden. I love the way he talks. But to me, as a head coach at this point, I'm not feeling it that much. I'm just not.
He's going to be one of the names that's going to be extremely popular amongst the fans because he's a known commodity. People know he won a Super Bowl. You see him now. He's doing a great job with Barstool. I'm open to the idea. Again, he loves Jackson Dart. As a matter of fact, we're going to take a break. We'll take a break and then come back and we'll play this. We have some sound that
we're talking.
Yeah, it is very good. It's Gruden. When he was interviewing Jackson Dart years ago before Dart got drafted.
Still at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he was still at Ole Miss. And it plays into, not only gives you insight to Gruden and what he thinks of Dart, but also the style of Jackson Dart. So we'll take a quick break, come back with that. Remember, we'll keep you updated if the Giants are going to have anything. Also, Hoff did tell me there was a report from Russini, I guess, who said no more changes. Bowen is going to remain the defensive
coordinator. That's a joke. That's a horrendous decision by the Giants. That's a joke.
Can't have everything, I guess. But at least they made the decision to move on from the head coach. Bowen, it's just a matter of time. You know, he's not going to last. And you hope that Joe Shane will be next at some point here. Anyway.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Mike Kafka be the interim head coach for the remainder of the season. Diana Rossini reporting that no other changes are expected, at least for now, with Shane Bowen remaining the DC and Joe Shane remaining the general manager. Here's an interesting tweet from Connor Hughes, BT. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Connor Hughes, who covers both the Jets and Giants for SNY.
Really good job. Love him. It's good.
Quote, the feeling internally, I'm told, again, I'm reading Connor Hughes' tweet, is that the Giants believe the talent is better than the results have shown, evident by four losses despite holding 10-point leads. That, plus the Jackson Dart injury, called forth the change. He says, agree or disagree, that's how they currently view it. Now, when you hear that, I mean, when I hear that, I think Joe Shane's coming back, and that's a major problem. That is a major problem. I shouldn't jump to conclusions, but I hear that.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is, well, the talent's good, mm-hmm. and we heard about how much they loved the draft last year. Brian Daboll is at blame, and he should have been fired. Joe Shane is, if not more, culpable for the Giant issues here over the last 4 years.
As you were reading that, I was kind of thinking the same thing. Well, I would not bring him back, and I do not believe that they will. When I hear that, I'm like, okay, is this the early plant the seeds, let it get out there, the messaging this, and, you know, hey, look, get a little separation. Not my fault. I gave you a decent roster. We think we're better than we are. Not my fault you didn't finish these games. Yeah, that would be ridiculous. I mean, you know, when we had and we've had these conversations a million ways sideways before it actually happened today, but one of the things that I remember saying a while ago now was, can somebody please present to me what Joe Shane has done that, like, delineates his work or separates himself more so than from Daboll? I don't know what it is. I mean, I really don't know. I mean, because if it wasn't for Daboll, I mean, at least let's say this about Daboll. If Daboll didn't stand on the table and pound the desk for Jackson Dart, I don't know if Joe Shane's taking him.
Right.
So I never understood this. Well, Shane's done a good job and get rid of the coach. They both stunk.
Also, who had the most successful season? Of the 4 years, what was the most successful season?
Yeah, well, listen, it was with a roster that Joe Shane had zero influence on year one. So I've said that as well.
The most success they had was year one. That was all coaching. Crappy roster. That head coach took the team in the postseason and won a playoff game.
Yeah.
Joe Shane had nothing to do with that. So if you're going to look at, and then to your point, Dart, we've gone over this before. Year one, year four, I can make an argument for Daboll over Shane. Daboll had to go, don't get me wrong. But they can't make an argument for Joe Shane. It's got to be over. So stay tuned for that. That'll obviously be the theme the rest of the way here. All right, let's get to that John Gruden cut that we teased before. So this is Gruden. Hoff, do you have the exact? It was before the draft of Jackson Dart, right?
I think it was April 24th.
April of 2025.
April 24th, that's for
sure. Okay. All right, let's listen to Gruden and Jackson Dart.
I want you to change your playing style.
Yes, sir.
I think it's reckless, I think it's careless, and I think it's dangerous. You're the only guy that can't play with a sore right shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't play without you. You've come out of some games now.
Right.
You had your ass knocked off, and you sucked it up and went back in the game. But talk to me about some of these hits. Why won't you go out of bounds? Why won't you go down?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. And you're going to be in that concussion protocol tent. And I'm going to be holding the game plan going, where the hell is Dart at? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Write it down, Evel Knievel. That's who you are. You're going to jump over a freaking canyon out there in Utah. Is that what you're going to do in your offseason?
Yeah, can you
this
spell
is insane.
How do you spell Knievel?
K-N-E-V-I-E-L, Knievel. I mean, you did it at USC and you haven't changed. Why haven't you changed?
Yeah, it's definitely something that I, when I watch back and in those moments, you know, I definitely are like, all right, like, that's not smart. It's not a smart hit to take. So that's definitely something I'm going to, you know, get better at. But, you know, in my mind, you know, I'm always trying to be plus two. And
plus what?
Plus two.
What's that?
Anytime you, you know, get hit with contact, I want to fall 2 yards forward.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's all great, but not anymore.
Yes, sir.
How great was that?
That was
courtesy,
really good.
Courtesy of Barstool. So I think Giant fans are going to hear that. I know I heard it and I was like, bring him in. Bring him in, man. Let's go. Well, BT, he's doing all and saying all the things before they even happened at the NFL level.
Yep.
It was predictable from Gruden. And even though he knows that it could be successful, he said, no, not anymore. We got to keep you healthy. That's, to me, a coach that knows what he's doing. I'm not trying to knock Brian Daboll in this regard, but you couldn't nail it more than Gruden did with Dart.
That was very entertaining, but on the scale of like relevance, it means nothing to me. And I'm going to tell you why. Because it's so easy to do what John Gruden just did. He's sitting in an air-conditioned room with a grease board. Hey, look at the schematics. And if you run, you're going to get hurt. You're going to be in the 10th. And you're the only guy who can't play with a bad shoulder. John Gruden's not coaching. So if John Gruden is down, let's say he's coaching the Giants next year, and the Giants are down 17-3, and they're one bad drive away from getting blown out. You telling me John Gruden's not running RPO to keep his team in the game, and eventually, if he's hanging for, if his job is eventually in doubt, to maybe save his ass? I think that he's right conceptually. Like John, what John said is spot on. It makes sense. But when you're in the moment coaching and you're trying to win, it's a lot easier to say it on Barstool than it is when you're the coach of the Giants.
Yeah, but I don't think he would be reckless with Jackson.
I don't think the
Daboll
was reckless yesterday.
Me neither. I'm just saying that he would. I think he would get the message across to Jackson Dart more so than Brian Daboll. And I'm not blaming Daboll for Dart's injury. That should have nothing to do with his firing. It should have nothing to do with his firing. But it was part of the reason that the Giants were having success only because the RPO and Jackson Dart's ability to run the football. Nothing else was working. Daboll couldn't figure it out. That is proof. For the last three seasons, forget year one, the last three seasons could not figure it out. Even with Russell Wilson outside of that one game, they could not score points. The only way this offense was able to have sustained success was the RPO with Jackson Dart. So it was a cheap way to overcome the other areas of deficiency and forget that you need to build the other things around the football team to be better, because this play, abusing him is not sustainable. Using him in the right spots is and can be very successful. The Giants had no choice but to abuse him. I don't think Gruden would have done that. Also, they shouldn't be in the spot in year four as an organization where it's all about the RPO with the young quarterback.
Now, that last part that you just said is obviously true, and that's a big problem. Now, a lot of times, guys, the RPO, like for somebody like Jalen Hurts, who was a second-round pick, and when he was drafted, we were like, what? At least I know I was. I'm like, why would they do that? When some of these young players, you do the RPOs because it accelerates their ability to at least exist and then maybe eventually flourish in the NFL with complex schemes. They can't read defense. 100%. Like, you look at the database or their portfolio of talents, especially if you're drafted by a bad team with a dearth of weapons, that's one way to help them assimilate to the NFL. I just, again, I love what Gruden said, and I 100% agree as a concept. But when you're a competitive person and you're trying to coach and you hear all the noise and he's getting crushed on the radio and Giants aren't winning and it's year four. I'm not saying, like, if Gruden was in Dable's shoes, there is nobody that can convince me that he's not going to use him a little bit. Now, maybe the difference would have been he would get him to be less reckless, maybe a little bit more than Daboll was able to. He did take a couple of shots to the shoulder this year that I thought were unnecessary. And I think maybe Gruden would have cracked through there. But to think that he's not going to utilize him to his strength is ridiculous. He would have done the same thing.
No, but I don't think that he would have done it to that extent. It doesn't mean that he wouldn't have gotten hurt. It's part of his game. He's going to have to run at some point. But I think Gruden preemptively would have made sure that they're not reliant on the RPO the way that the Giants are now.
I get that. And not to go in circles, all I'm saying is when there's no other way to score, when scatterboos scraped off the field and neighbors is, you know, has ice and his leg is wrapped up because he just had surgery 2 weeks ago, and you can't move the football unless your quarterback does something, the temptation to go against what you say now, it increases. That's all I'm saying.
Tom is calling from Poughkeepsie. What's up, Tom?
Hi, how you doing? I guess I'm jumping on the John Gruden bandwagon.
Curse there, and thank you for the call. But you can't curse. I mean, hey, I can see why you like Gruden. He's got a little bit of a potty mouth, which we respect from a head coach. Unfortunately, you can't do that on the radio, though.
Okay, so though, even though it's, but by the way, I was actually reading something. I heard it. I felt like I was talking to a buddy. I'm like it didn't even hit me for a second that he cursed. So good job being hearing that and dumping that. All right, so I think that the Gruden, or at least something that we have to discuss, is the Gruden hype or the Gruden aura versus Gruden, the actual coach. Is he really as good as some people think that he is?
Well, I think that's a fascinating debate. I would have hired him the way that the Raiders did the second time, but obviously it failed. I still believe. Give me the other options. Give me the options that you think are definitely better.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy, one without Dak Prescott.
I would go Belichick, Gruden, and then another few drops in tears before I got to Mike McCarthy. I'd rather hire Brian Flores than I would Mike McCarthy. I feel like I know what McCarthy is. It's not bad, but I'm capping the ceiling. Whereas with Belichick, with Gruden, I feel like the ceiling is higher than I personally believe with McCarthy. And if I'm going to go that way, I'd rather just go with more of an unknown and Brian Flores.
Okay, so the unknown versus McCarthy or Gruden, I don't think that they can take that chance, and I like Flores.
Right.
In Poly Prep, local, you know, I love those local stories. But more importantly, I think he's very good, and he should be a head coach in the NFL. So will the Giants have the appetite to do that with the lawsuits and all the others? I don't know. We'll see. But to me, you know, John Gruden is what? 500 as a coach in his career? And when you strip away, again, all the grease board sessions and, you know, the expletives and the just the way he presents himself, which we all appreciate because he feels like one of us being from, you know, just how a lot of us speak that way. I don't know that he's really as good as some people think. Whereas McCarthy strikes me as the opposite. You know, he's a little vanilla, a little bland. You know, he's got the sweatshirt on. You know, and that doesn't really sound like Gruden. He's not going to look good on TV. He's not going to be doing Monday night games or on Barstool. But you know what he will do? He's going to win a lot more than John Gruden. Mike McCarthy is basically 60 games over 500, and he's done that with a lot of different quarterbacks.
Well, what do you mean a lot of different quarterbacks?
Well, I'm saying he didn't just do it with Aaron Rodgers.
Well, he did it with Rodgers and Dak primarily.
Yeah, but think about the year. But I measure a quarterback or a coach when the star quarterback goes out, and Dak is not Aaron Rodgers, I understand that, but he's pretty damn good. And when that quarterback is gone, like a Burrow or somebody else, does the ship sink or is it stabilized? And to me, McCarthy shows a great ability to keep that thing flowing.
Yeah.
He won a lot of games without Dak Prescott.
Yeah, I don't recall if you wanted him for the Jets head coaching job this year.
I was up for it. He's not my first choice, but I was open to McCarthy. I wanted Vrabel number one.
I'm just not a McCarthy guy.
But why?
Because I respect it, but why? I don't think he's a good decision maker. But you could look at almost everybody outside of Belichick as far as the in-game X's and O's, when to call timeouts, things like that. I don't think McCarthy, I've seen him just look like a total buffoon on the sideline more recently with the Cowboys than I remember with the Packers.
Okay, I've seen that too. Yeah. I remember there were times, because you know Jen's a Dallas fan, so I watch every game here, you know, if the Jets or Giants aren't playing. And you don't miss those things. But I feel like there's an overinflation of that narrative, because think about this. If he's really as bad as you think, or even I thought
on occasion. How's he win all those games?
Hey, how's he winning 12 games with Dallas? How's he doing this?
How is he in the postseason? Seriously, what's his record
with Dallas? Let me see. In the playoffs here, why is this not popping up? It's not popping up. I mean, listen.
Oh, not good enough. I mean, bottom line is he wasn't good enough.
Is Gruden good enough? They got the same championship. Gruden's got one. This guy's got one. And he's won a lot more games.
Yeah, I mean, look at who Gruden's quarterback was. McCarthy's was. No, I'm just saying, Mike McCarthy had Aaron Rodgers. To me, the knock on Rodgers is he's so great. How could he only have one Super Bowl win? So maybe they should have had more. And maybe they would have if not McCarthy.
Get behind that though. Yeah. I think there was one left on. Well, the year they went 15-1, I guess that would have been 2011 after the championship. That's a championship you left on the table.
If the Giants hired Mike McCarthy, I would not go kicking and screaming saying it's a horrible hire. I just think that they could do better. Now, again, I'm not 100% sold on Gruden, although that clip does get me going a little bit. And I've always been a believer in Gruden, wanting him to be considered for the Jets. You know, Harbaugh would have been my guy years ago. To the caller's point before, how do you know what your record would be versus theirs? If you hired Jim Harbaugh years ago, Jets or Giants, I guarantee you wouldn't be in this spot because all he does everywhere he goes is win. He turns losing programs around to winning programs. You can poke holes in Belichick recently and Gruden last stop with the Raiders. More holes maybe you could poke in them than you can with McCarthy. But I just feel like at their peaks, those two guys were better than McCarthy.
Listen, I think here's one thing we could all agree on. There's no home run Grand Slam candidate.
Yeah.
Because McCarthy hasn't been hired. Gruden's out of the game. You know, Flores is a roll of the dice. Minter's a roll of the dice. Harbaugh's not available unless you trade for somebody in the NFL. Like, there's going to be varying degrees, but a bit of a leap of faith no matter who they bring in.
And maybe the biggest concern is going to be who's making the decision who they're going to bring in.
It better not be Shane. If it's Shane, then the Giants deserve what they get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
BT and Sal on The Fan. Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Brad starts us off in Mineola. What's up, Brad?
Gentlemen, do you understand that those three games, if you put them all together, the odds of us losing those games were 1 in 60,000?
I saw that number.
I did not. That's insane.
It's absolutely insane. If you watch the NFL, any other game you watch, let's just say Houston and Jacksonville yesterday, I know nobody was probably watching that game. but there was aggressiveness by D'Amico Ryan. Why Daboll, knowing that he is getting fired, knowing he's getting fired, and Dart getting hurt earlier in the game, and you get to the one-yard line, why you are not being aggressive and the league is being aggressive? You do not win being conservative, and obviously that's what happened. They lose three games they were supposed to win. By all rights, the Giants should be 5-4 right now, and you should be talking about them going to the playoffs because they do have talent. And it does suck that Jackson Dart got hurt, and that was a horrible hit that he got hurt on. But here we are, same garbage again and again and again. Mara, get off your butt and fire Daboll.
Well, BT, it has happened. It's over. Daboll out as Giants head coach. This according to Adam Schefter. All right, there you have it. First call of the day to eventually finding out the news shortly before 1 o'clock. The Giants will have a new head coach. An interim head coach, Mike Kafka, will take over the rest of the way this year. No other changes are expected to be made at the time, meaning Shane Bowen and Joe Shane. But Brian Daboll, BT, is out. It's over.
Yeah, I mean, and it should be. And you can't fault the fans for that energy. That call was before we found out, and obviously that was earlier in the show. And I'm not saying that there wasn't a smallish percentage of people who wanted to keep him around for Jackson Dart, but the overwhelming majority, sick of watching the same script every week, and the last 3 years have been unacceptable. And it's just, this is business. This is not, you know, a little small market USA where it doesn't matter what the results are. It does. And this is the Giants still, I think.
Giants Drive of the Game brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, reminding you to make the right choice. Don't drive impaired. Drive of the Game for me is the one where Jackson Dart gets hurt, BT. You know, everything changed with that. Now, it was a fumble. He kind of regained his fumble, but then once his head hit the ground, kind of a little whiplash into his helmet hitting the ground, then he became limp and the ball came free. Chicago took over and the game changed from there. I don't think it's the sole reason why the Giants lost that game, but to me, that was certainly the beginning of it, the turnover, and then obviously losing their quarterback.
Well, you saw how limited they were when Russ came in. You couldn't do anything. They couldn't run the ball with Jackson Dart outside of if it was Jackson Dart. So the limitations are very apparent. For me, the drive of the game, really, and there's a couple when the defense just collapsed, I would probably say it starts with the shank, which was the second touchdown. That's a short field, and that's, you know, who knows? Maybe the Bears still do drive down 80 yards, and they punch it in, and they win, but I mean, when you tow one 26 yards, you may as well put it up on a tee for Chicago to win.
Could also put the one where the Giants decided to decline the penalty and kick the field goal. Think of how many different things we're talking about. And these are this has been the pattern. It's not one thing. It's multiple decisions in a game or multiple plays that eventually lead up to the Giants coughing up leads that they just can't be coughing up in year four. And they've done it four times on the road this year with 10-point leads. To me, even if you take out the Saints game, the Denver game, the Dallas game, and then yesterday, those losses can't. If you have one of those in a year, it's bad. They've had three of those this year.
Yeah, and they just don't know how to win. They are a losing franchise, and you've got to find somebody that's got the broad shoulders to change it. Not an easy job.
Don is calling from South Plainfield, New Jersey. What's up, Don?
Hey, Don.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good. What's happening, buddy?
I just wanted to talk about, there was a couple comments made. First thing is that I think that what Gruden was saying was not that he would change the plays. He would change how Jackson Dart plays him. Like Jackson Dart, you listen to his interviews, all he wants to do is win. I think that all the other quarterbacks that are rookies that were mentioned needed deep, deep tutelage. This kid wants to win. I don't care. You just lay the law down. This is how you're going to leave the game. You're either going to leave with a concussion or you're going to leave because you don't follow my directions to throw the ball away, run out of bounds or slide. And if he does it once and you hold him to that, I think that he can hold his own with everything else. I'm not saying don't coach the kid, but what I'm saying is that we need a coach that will just let him do his thing under some real strict guidelines and hold to them.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get that balance, that's perfect. I think that's a tough balance to strike because the tantalizing, you know, plays and the possibilities, the upside that he shows on a week-to-week basis I mean, it's intoxicating. It's easy to sit there and say, my God, look at this kid. I mean, you know, get him in space, he could do this, and he could run at 25 yards, he could drop dimes from 40 yards out. Like, what can he really do? There's nothing that, like, usually there's a pretty identifiable weakness with a young quarterback outside of his ability to avoid those flush shots. I don't really see one with him.
The way that I would try to have an offense would be to have a traditional offense in the fact that the quarterback's going to look to throw the ball primarily, establish a ground game that doesn't involve the quarterback. And then when you have to, the quarterback with the ability to make plays with his legs is the difference maker. Now, if you want to take that a step further and say in a must-have game, in a must-drive, then go more RPO, playoffs, sure. That's, to me, sustainable, and you know that you have a quarterback with the ability to do it. It is not sustainable to have a RPO being the primary offense. That's it. They can't run the football well enough, and I know that there's circumstance now without Neighbors, without Scatterboo. I'm just talking about in general. They can't run it well enough. They don't have the passing attack right now. Their whole offense is predicated on the success, the majority of it, of Jackson Dart and the RPO. And that is just not sustainable in any way, shape, or form. Should be an element, not the primary element.
Well, and there's a way to mitigate some risk a little bit. Like, say if you're on the far right hash, and to run a play to the right side is, if you're trying to keep your quarterback healthy, is idiotic because it's a smaller space and there's just a lot more bodies in that confined space. So if you're on the far right hash, do something to the left where there's a quick, you know, whether it's a tight end flaring out or a running back, where he can make a quick decision and where he can see within a nanosecond, all right, I can run and I can get 15 yards and I can get out of bounds, or I can just float this to somebody who's open over the middle or down the seam. Like, there's a way to do it, but you know, it's tough balance to strike because the kid is just, he's special in terms of what he could do. And the temptation to ride that is going to be very, very tough for the next coach. But he's going to have to learn. He's going to have to grow up a little bit. And you know, because he's almost possessed to win too much, which sounds like a contradiction. Like, this guy wants to win. I know that all these guys want to win. It seems like winning is oxygen for him, and you're going to have a rough time coaching that out of him.
But do you think there's any way to win in the NFL with a quarterback who's primarily his primary skill set is to run the football?
Well,
to that level?
Probably not. I mean, not big picture. Lamar's done it. He runs less.
He's thrown more. He still hasn't got to do a Super Bowl.
I know, but he's won a lot of games, won the MVP.
I get it.
You're rolling the dice. The more you do it, somebody, you're going to get hurt.
All right, that does it for us. More Dable, Giants next head coach, all that stuff tomorrow morning as we break it all down. See whether maybe we hear from the Giants tomorrow as well. I'd have to think at some point somebody's going to speak. Obviously, Jets got the Thursday game, so plenty to get to this week. Thanks to Dove. Thanks to Hoff. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.